Zongura e na nani ha veli dan na sosoni de samba night and over na botor night ave sham sure adamana na wana nakana ogi piasogo and it was really important for us as a people to take care of our land because she takes care of us. And I grew up learning that from my father and grandfathers and from my grandmother and my other grandmothers. I have many in my community. And growing up, I was raised by my grandparents, all of them. I would spend a lot of time with them. And so growing up, I learned these teachings that you take care of the land and you take care of its inhabitants. And so in my community, I'm Shoshone Bannock. I'm a Shoshone Bannock enrolled tribal member in Fort Hall. And I was born in Fort Hall and I lived in the surrounding communities as well. And I was often the only Native student growing up in a mostly white school. And so the way that they would frame math or science felt really different to me because I grew up thinking about, you know, life processes of animals and the things that we eat and harvest and like as a very cyclical, natural way, like that's the way of being. And in school, you know, there were these numbers and equations and, you know, the teacher would see me as a little girl and would try to explain things as they would think a little girl would understand. And I did not. And I was always kind of strange. I would bring in tadpoles to school or, you know, all kinds of different things. And I was always the weird kid, you know, the weird kid that talked to the bees or like the weird kid that like would bring roots to eat, you know, with and salmon, smoked salmon. And I would talk about the life cycle of the salmon for my science project. And then I would bring smoked salmon that my dad caught for the other kids to taste. And I remember distinctly these girls, they were kind of, I guess, like what you would consider to be popular girls. And they were like, ew, that's gross, you know? And that always stuck with me. You know, it still sticks with me. And I'm, you know, I'm 26. And that happened when I was about 10. And there's other instances in my life where that would happen to me. And it made me feel small. It made me feel like, oh, I don't belong here. You know, like, oh, that's not what like science is. And so I hid that part of myself for a really long time, you know, and I did my best and I would take notes and I would do the experiments, but I always thought of, you know, science and math and all the other subjects at school, like different from my own lived life. Like, and that's something that maybe other community members feel, you know, like, and when you talk to elders, they'll say, oh, you know, you do it their way, but then understand that our way is different and that's okay. And so I just kind of had a very separated life view of, you know, what science meant in my life and what it meant in like the white world versus what it meant in like my people's world. And our lived experiences. And so I, you know, like that was a very striking experience. And as I grew, I began to realize, hey, this is special. Like I get all these stories and I have all of these teachings about science and math and the way that the natural world in where I live, like how it works. I understand like the life cycles of the different animals here in a deeper way than maybe other folks have. And so I began to see like what I used to think as, you know, like me being different or weird. I began to think of those experiences as that's special and it's a gift and I get to share that. And so that really, change, like that framework change in my mind really inspired me to go back to school and, or go to school, further my studies. And so I studied anthropology and I'm currently studying linguistics in a master's program because I realized that like our language has very specific teachings that, you know, in science and math, like the way that we teach math in our language is very different from the way that maybe math is taught in, how would you say, Eurocentric schooling systems. And so through my journey of accepting myself and really understanding my purpose, I've been able to become a teacher and I work with K through 12 students today. And I turned that experience into something positive and something that I could give back to my community. And I guess that's kind of my experience with STEM. It's unique and I'm unique and my people are unique and the way that we live our lives are unique. And so that's my story.